Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast.
Great to be here.
So today we're diving into a really interesting concept, déformation professionnelle.
Yeah, it sounds fancy, doesn't it? It's French.
It does. What's the literal meaning?
It translates literally to professional deformation.
Okay. Deformation sounds a bit intense.
Well, you can also think of it more like job conditioning. There's even a kind of slang term for it I've heard. Nerd view.
Nerd view. Okay, I like that one. Mm-hmm. So what's the core idea behind it, this nerd view?
Basically, it's this tendency we have to see the world, you know, problems and situations, mainly through the lens of our own job, our specific expertise.
So your professional training kind of filters reality.
Exactly. And sometimes that filter can mean we miss the bigger picture or maybe like more human perspectives. It can distort how we perceive things.
Right. So the training that makes you an expert can also create blind spots.
Precisely. There was a Nobel laureate, Alexis Carroll, who pointed this out. He said specialists often think they get the whole human picture, but because of this professional bias, they might only be grasping, you know, a small part.
That's quite profound, actually. Where did this idea originally come from? Does it have deep roots?
Interestingly, yeah. The term itself, it first showed up back in 19th century medicine.
Medicine?
Yeah.
Not psychology.
No, not initially. Back then, it literally described physical changes, like physical deformities caused by someone's job.
Whoa, like what?
Well, the classic example they cited was a shoemaker's hand, maybe becoming misshapen from all the detailed work over years. Or think of a blacksmith, maybe, with very developed arms.
So it was purely physical at first. How did it jump from, you know, bent hands to biased thinking?
Well, that transition into psychology and sociology isn't perfectly documented, but the idea seems to have been picked up and adapted.
By who do we know?
Possibly by sociologists like Daniel Warnott in Belgium, or maybe Petiram Sorokin, who's Russian-American. They started applying that concept of deformation not just to bodies, but to how our jobs shape our minds or viewpoints.
So it evolved from the physical to the mental. That's fascinating.
It really is. Our minds get conditioned just like our muscles might.
Okay, let's make this really concrete. Can you give some like everyday examples of this deformation professional in action?
Sure. Think about someone who's never been a teacher.
Okay.
They might be genuinely surprised, maybe even shocked, to find out that some, say, university graduates don't grasp certain basic concepts. Maybe something like the binomial theorem, for instance.
Why would this surprise them?
Because without that teaching experience, without seeing those knowledge gaps day in and day out, they don't have that ingrained understanding that a teacher develops. Their professional world hasn't conditioned them to expect those kinds of gaps.
I see. Their default assumption about knowledge is different because they haven't been in that specific professional context.
Yep.
Good example. What else?
Okay, here's another one. Imagine a mathematician. You mentioned the word field.
Field, like a grassy field.
See? That's one meaning. But the mathematician, their mind almost instantly jumps to algebraic structures, a very specific technical meaning within their field.
Right. They might not even consider it. Could be a disambiguation page link online, pointing to grassy fields, magnetic fields, fields of study.
Exactly. Their expertise creates this sort of initial narrow focus. That's the nerd view kicking in.
Okay. Got it. That makes total sense. What about something really common, something we might all do?
Oh, definitely jargon. Using profession-specific terms or acronyms when talking to people outside your bubble?
Guilty.
We all are, probably. You get so used to the shorthand in your work world, you just, you know, forget that it sounds like absolute gibberish to anyone else. It's usually not intentional, but it really hinders clear communication.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. How might this play out in a really complex, sensitive situation? Like, say, a case involving child abuse.
That's where you can really see the distinct professional lenses starkly. Imagine the different professionals involved.
Okay, who might be there?
You could have a lawyer, a police officer, maybe a social worker, perhaps a trauma surgeon or a doctor.
Right, different roles. How would their deformation professionals show up?
Well, the lawyer's primary focus might immediately be on the legal framework, potential charges, building a case for prosecution.
Makes sense. The police officer.
They'd likely be zeroed in on the investigation, gathering evidence, securing the scene, interviewing people according to procedure.
Okay. And the social worker.
Their priority is probably going to be the child's immediate safety, their well-being, finding appropriate support, maybe foster care arrangements.
Very different angle.
But
A doctor.
the doctor or surgeon would be focused on assessing and treating any physical injuries, documenting medical findings.
Wow. So everyone wants to help the child, but their professional training channels, their approach, their priorities, even the solutions they think of first.
Precisely. It's like they're all looking at the same incredibly complex situation, but through these very specific, professionally shaped keyholes.
And you mentioned earlier, this isn't necessarily about self-interest, like that saying, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right, that's a key distinction. While that saying implies a motivated application of one's skills, deformation professionnel is often more subtle, more unconscious.
So it's less about wanting to use your hammer and more about the fact that your world has just sort of made you see nails everywhere.
Kind of, yeah. It's a bias that creeps in through our training, our daily work, the way we socialize with colleagues. It becomes second nature.
That's important to remember. It's a conditioning process. And is this concept recognized outside of French-speaking context?
Oh, definitely. The term itself, deformation professionnel, is actually used directly in Italian too, deformazione professionnel.
So it travels.
It does, which suggests it's tapping into something pretty universal about how work life shapes our perspective, regardless of the specific language or culture.
So the big takeaway here seems to be about awareness, then.
I think so. As you're going through your day, maybe interacting with people, solving problems, it's worth pausing to consider. How is my own professional background, my expertise, shaping how I'm seeing this?
What assumptions am I making because of my job? What might I be missing?
Exactly. So maybe the final thought for everyone listening is, what blind spots might your own professional training be creating without you even realizing it?
Yeah.
And how can you actively try to cultivate a broader view?